Blog Talk
Have you ever
Radio.
Wondered how you know what is in your past, what's in your present, and what's in your future? Hi, this is Donna Baker, and today we are talking about timeline, which is an aspect of NLP. Spine NLP stands for neurolinguistics programming. Neuro refers to the brain, your nervous system, your senses, your visual, auditory, kinesthetic. Linguistics refers to communication, and that's not only the words we use. It's also how we express our feelings. Programming, again, is the patterns that we run. So now that we've covered the definition of the NLP, today we're going to be exploring a technique which is called timeline therapy, specifically mental and emotional is a registered trademark of Dr. Matthew James. Timeline therapy is a fun, effective technique, and we can apply the concept to an individual's internal memory storage system. You benefit from this technique because you quickly release negative emotions, fears, phobias, limiting beliefs from the past, plus any anxiety you may experience now, and you can place goals into the future and create for yourself amazing experiences, plus it's just plain a ton of fun. This technique is beneficial to anyone who wants to experience long-lasting transformation and create fast, effective change in behavior. When a client is guided by an NLP master practitioner or trainer who is certified in timeline therapy, also known as mental emotional release, MER, people can release accumulated baggage such as anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, and mental baggage. Mental baggage is in the form of limiting beliefs such as I'm not enough or I don't deserve. One precept in NLP is that we work to create rapport between conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And we know that one of the jobs of our unconscious mind is to store memories. The way our unconscious mind stores many of our memories is temporal, meaning that it's in relationship to time. So we know what's past, what's present, what's future, because of the way that our unconscious mind stores memories. That's what we're calling an internal memory storage system. That's what we're accessing when we're talking about timeline therapy. Unconscious mind uses timeline to store events from the past, even if we don't have a conscious memory of those events. Emotions from past events might be repressed because unconscious mind at the time the event occurred knew that we just didn't know how to process those emotions. Maybe we didn't have the skill set then that we have now. Or maybe at the time the event occurred, we just didn't feel safe expressing the associated emotions. And so our unconscious mind did us a great favor by repressing those feelings. Those feelings are still stored in our bodies because they were never processed, never released. And we might not even know they're there. But repressed emotions and suppressed emotions can build up and begin to filter our perceptions of how we currently perceive our world. For example, people who overreact and easily display anger might have a lot of trouble experiencing love, joy, happiness. People who experience a lot of fear, maybe they might not be able to relax in the moment and enjoy themselves. So we use this specific technique to elicit our client's timeline. In other words, we want to figure out how that person accesses their timeline. Timeline can be conceptualized by imagining how it's stored in relationship to the body. Some people's unconscious mind would store their timeline with maybe the future in front of them, the past behind them. They might have the past to one side of the body, to another side of the body, and they might actually have an experience of now being stored inside the body. That's called in time. Other people, unconscious mind could conceptualize their timeline as being in front of them. They might have the past to one side or the other, and they could actually, once they learn how to access their timeline, they would actually be able to see their timeline in front of it and in front of them and be able to visualize exactly what their timeline looks like. Those people are called through time. Knowing where their memories are stored as in time or through time also has correlations to the Myers-Briggs concepts of judger and perceiver, and this in turn provides valuable insight as to how you plan and organize your entire life. The major benefit of timeline therapy is that it allows us to discover the root cause of an emotion. When the root cause of an emotion is released, this has a domino effect, and all of the other emotion is released on subsequent events all the way up to now. So you could imagine that maybe you have a string of pearls, and when you cut off that first pearl, all the rest of the pearls on that string can just slide right off. It's just like that with an emotion. Release the root cause, and all the emotions related to subsequent events all the way up to now easily fall away and just slide right off the stream, leaving you clear and focused. Once the negative emotion is released, we're free to choose our responses to life without having that filter of old emotion. We're able to act consciously and see opportunities that we had missed in the past. I structure my coaching services using only four steps. First, we release negative emotions and limiting beliefs. Second, you set your outcome. Third, you take action. And fourth, you always maintain focus. Timeline therapy takes care of that entire first step. For more information, you can read the book that is titled Mental and Emotional Release by Dr. Matt James, and that is available on Amazon.com. So I see that we have some callers calling in, and I would love to take your questions, answer anything that I'm able to for you, and talk a little bit more about timeline therapy. So right now I see that we have a caller with the digits 0865, and I have just unmuted you. So do you have a question that I can help you with?
Hi, Donna. This is Christine, and I really I feel like I've been educated about a whole new language that I've never heard before, so thank you very much for that. But I did have a question. I was wondering, you had mentioned a limiting belief, like how to break away from that and that negative belief that you have. What if what if you don't even know you have it? How do you release something that you don't even know you have?
That is an awesome, amazing question. And the thing is, it's not the job of conscious mind to know what your limiting beliefs are. You could think of conscious mind as maybe being a rider, and you could think of unconscious mind as being a trail horse, where that trail horse just takes off and knows the way it's going. It's been programmed. That's the P in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It just follows a path, and it's your beliefs that tell that horse which way to go. So using timeline therapy, we're able to go back and get your unconscious answer as to when that limiting belief, that limiting decision was first created.
Wow.
How does that? Does that provide a little bit of insight? Is there something more?
Well, so once you determine that limiting belief, how does it take weeks, days, months? How long does it take for something like this for me to move on to the next step?
A limiting belief, you make a decision in an instant, and just as easily as you make that decision in, you can also release it in an instant. So using timeline therapy, once we get to what is the greater problem, you will release an entire series of emotions within 5 minutes. The entire past has got to do with a group of emotions such as anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt. Those will release in under 5 minutes. Once you've released that first emotion, such as anger, the next one we do is sadness. The reason we go in a certain order is anger is sort of a stimulant. It's something that gets you out of your chair. It gets you moving. Sadness is more of a depressant, and that gets you sitting down, not moving. And there's not a lot of movement to that. So what we want to do is energetically balance the experience that our client is having. So first release the stimulant, then the depressant, then the next stimulant, then the depressant. After the emotions are released, that's when we deal with limiting beliefs. Those are things that people decide, I'm not enough, I don't deserve. And we go back to the instant that belief was created, and we eliminate that and install what your new belief is. You are loved, you do deserve, you are enough.
Hmm. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope that's helpful.
Yes. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope, that's it for me today.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is number 7074, and I've just put you on to unmute. I released the mute. Do you have any questions I can help you with today?
Hi, Donna. Thanks for sharing a little bit more detail about something specific within within what you do, and kind of give us some ideas about it. I'm thinking about this whole, like, you know, looking into previous memories and how memories are what we, you know, how we kind of define the past is through memories. And I think about how, of course, I'm sure I have some memories that are inhibiting my growth and my, you know, what I want to do in life. But then I have great memories that I don't want to lose. Is there any risk of, like, if I meddle with any of it, I might lose some of those positive associations I have? Or I just think about some memories. How do I know which memories I'm accessing or changing or all of that? I'm not sure if that makes sense, but if you have any insight, that would be appreciated.
That's absolutely a perfect question. Thank you for asking that. So there are some memories that are stored temporally, temporal meaning in relationship to time. So we know that something happened when we were 5 and when we were 10 and when we were 20. Those things might be related to a time. They follow a timeline. There are other memories that are not stored temporally. Rather, they're stored contextually. For example, you know your name. And that's not related to time. That's just something that you know. So when we release a series of emotions, they're always contextual. So we would release an emotion in an area, and we always start with anger. Things like love are not stored temporally. They are, you're never in any danger of losing any memory, any sense of love, because that really does transcend time. It's true that love is the only real emotion, and it transcends, and that's never going to be released. One thing I'd like to digress a little bit is the reason that we have negative emotions of saying, look at this, deal with this. I'm trying to get your attention, and this hurts, so take care of this. Once we pay attention and we give that our attention, we're able to extract from that the learnings, what it is that we need to learn. And it's the release of that negative emotion that allows us to achieve this learning. Once we have that learning, there's no longer any need to hold on. There's no longer any need to hold on to that limiting belief. So thank you so much for coming in today. I'm getting a recording that tells me I'm just about out of time. Please contact me directly at donna@donnabaker.me. Once again, donna@donnabaker.me. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I said I had 90 seconds.
Yeah,